www.attableek.com, the Reviver of Iman.
ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا وإن الدنيا أرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر، ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر، يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل، ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة، ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار، ألا فاعملوا أنتم من الله على حذر، واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara, beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, أقوى من كل قوي، أعز من كل عزيز، أعظم من كل عظيم، أجل من كل جليل. Greater than anything with greatness, more majestic than anything with majesty, more powerful than anything with power, more mighty than anything with might, more glorious than anything with glory. وهو الذي في السماء إله وفي الأرض إله. He is the إله of the heavens, He is the إله of the earth. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى. ألا إن لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. ألا إن لله من في السماوات ومن في الأرض. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth belongs to Allah. For it to come into existence, it is dependent on Allah. For it to carry out whatever function or task it is carrying out, it is dependent on Allah. For its existence to terminate, it is dependent on Allah. Nothing comes of its own accord. Nothing comes of its own accord and nothing leaves of its own accord. It is Allah's hakimiyat, Allah's hukumiyat, Allah's samadiyat, Allah's jabariyat that is controlling every facet of this creation. This puny human intellect can never ever do justice to describing the greatness of Allah. This brain, which Allah has given this human being, sometimes Qurbani time you slaughter an animal, you look at the brain, sheep brain. Human brain in composition is very similar. Sometimes they make curry out of it, sheep brain, berja curry. You give to little children, they don't want to look at it also. Yet if you look, two or three pieces of flesh, yet 100 billion nerve cells interconnected. In the piece of flesh, Allah creates passion, Allah creates desire, Allah creates memory. Allah creates the capacity for retention. Allah creates jazbat, ihsasat, perceptions, feelings, aspirations, ambitions. Myriad emotions in a piece of flesh. The brain of this human being is such that it is said that if the nerve fibers of the brain of one human being have to be opened up and a rope has to be formed. Take that rope from the Quwwat al-Islam Masjid in Preston. You'll be able to take the rope right up to the moon, around the moon, and bring it back to this masjid. 580,000 kilometers long is the nerve fibers of the brain of one human being. And such a clear demonstration of the Qudrat of Allah, it is said one millimeter of the nerve fiber contains the retentive capacity of more than 18 supercomputers put together. Such is the brain of one human being. Tiny space, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created such capacity. That brain of insan is still big. If you look at the ant, tiny makhluk of Allah. The eyesight of the ant is said, it is limited. You can only see 1 centimeter in front of it. Yet hundreds and thousands of ants traveling together, you notice they travel in a straight line. With limited eyesight, it is impossible. How is it that they are able to travel in exactly a straight line? The jungles of Africa, they build their homes. Hisne Haseen, beautiful fortified fortresses. A living manifestation of the expression of Quran. Where Allah says, رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ Allah is a Rabb. Allah has created everything, and not only created everything, Allah has given it the necessary ulum and knowledge for it to carry out whatever function or task it is carrying out. The tiny makhluk of Allah with limited eyesight is able to build a home where cognizance is taken of ventilation system, sewage disposal system, direction from which the wind blows, direction from where the sun rises, where the sun sets. All that is taken into account in the formulation. One colony of ants, 1 million ants put together, with 1 centimeter eyesight are able to make such a home. How is it possible? Youngsters go to the gym, they use steroids, they use all sorts of formulas. They pump iron to get stronger and stronger. If you weigh 100 kilos, how much can you lift? 100 kilos? Try and live any more than that, what will happen to you? The tiny makhluk of Allah, it is said, can lift 50 times its body weight. And if you take the nervous system of 100 million ants and put it together in weight, it is only 20 grams. One creation of Allah. Spiders, Allah has created 10,000 different species of spiders. All these makhluk, creations of Allah, are there for what? To make us understand the greatness, the qudrat, the kibriyai, the jalal, the azmat of Allah. This tiny human intellect can never ever do justice to describing Allah. That sahabi that walked into Masjid al-Nabawi, raises his hand in dua. What is the background? What is the intellectual background of that sahabi? Bedouin, Arab. No formal education, no academic education, lived in the desert his entire life. But when the nur of Iman entered the heart, Allah opened the capacity of the heart to make the ma'rifat and recognize Allah. Raises his hand, Ya man la tarahu al-uyun, wa la tukhalituhu al-dhunun, wa la yasifuhu al-wasifun, wa la tughayyiruhu al-hawadith, wa la yakhsha al-dawabith, Ya ولا يخشى الدوائر يا من يعلم مثاقيل الجبال ومكائيل البحار وعدد قطر الأمطار وعدد ورق الأشجار وعدد ما أظلم عليه الليل وأشرق عليه النهار ولا تواري منه السماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ولا بحر ما في قعره ولا جبل ما في وعره. Such a description the Sahabi gives of Allah's greatness that those who have studied years and years and years will not have the capacity to describe Allah in such a manner. Ya man la tarahu al-uyun, O my Allah. Allah's fawqiyat, Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness, as we said, the human intellect cannot describe Allah. That personality, Allah gave such akal, such intelligence, that Wahab bin Munabba says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يُعْتِي جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَدِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ إِنْتِضَائِهَا مِنَ أَقْلِ فِي جَمْبِ أَقْلِهِ إِلَّا كَحَبَّةِ رَمْلٍ بَيْنَ رِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا. He said if the combined ukul and intelligence of every human being from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah, had to be pulled together and equated to one grain of sand, then the aql and intelligence of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. That aql, that intelligence, yet what does he say? Allahumma la astati'u thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Oh Allah, I also cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. I also cannot make your ma'rifat as it ought to be made. Ma'abadanaka haqqa ibadatik. Ma'arafnaka haqqa ma'rifatik. Ya Allah, we have not worshipped you as you ought to be worshipped. We have not made your ma'rifat or your recognition as it ought to be made. Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness, this is wara'ul wara'. Beyond human comprehension. If you look at the faculties of insan, certain faculties, certain sensory perceptions Allah has given this human being that are limited. Some are more broader in their reach. Amongst the perceptions, amongst the senses Allah has given insan, one is the sight. Sight, I am looking at you. I am looking at you. He said, 1 millimeter of these eyes can accept 30,000 separate points of light in 1 second. Allah has created in each eye 130 million receptors of light. 130 million receptors for light in each eye. Each 10 receptors are connected to one nerve fiber. 1.3 million wires at the back of this eye form a cable. They pass through a hole. What is the size of the hole? Quarter of a millimeter. Quarter of a millimeter, a cable containing 1.3 million wires passes through a hole. The size is a quarter of a millimeter. Where is this device? Such precision, where? Where? Fi butuni ummahatikum. In the womb of your mothers. Is the lighting good? Is it a controlled circumstance or condition? Is it some laboratory? No. Fi bulumatin thalath. In three layers of darkness. In three layers of darkness, the woman turns, walks, talks, all sorts of different movements. Yet in such a difficult condition and circumstance, which Quran itself describes, the womb of your mothers in three layers of darkness, Allah exhibits His qudrat, His power. A cable, 1.3 million wires passing through a hole, the size is quarter of a millimeter. At the back of it is the retina. Each time an image forms on the retina, the muscles around the retina flex to clear the retina, to prepare it for the next image. This flexing of the muscles takes place 100,000 times every day. With the same muscles that will be put into the feet, it is equivalent to walking 80 kilometers every day. 80 kilometers walking a day, that is the amount of work the muscles around the eye are doing. Yet you don't get tired, don't feel any difficulty. 10 three-dimensional pictures every second, 800,000 pictures every day these eyes are taking. This is just one ni'mat of Allah. Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you have to enumerate, if you have to contemplate, if you have to start counting, if you have to ponder and reflect on the ni'mat and the bounties of Allah, لَا تُحْصُوهَا, you will never be able to do this. And yet eyesight is a limited ni'mat. How much can you see? How far can a person see? An obstacle, you cannot see beyond that. Look at the manner in which the Sahabi describes Allah. Ya man la tarahu al-uyun. Oh my Allah, the eyeballs cannot see. You are beyond the eyesight. Once Ali radiallahu ta'ala is giving khutbah in Kufa, when Yemeni stands up, he says, I have a question. Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, what is your question? He says, Ali, have you seen Allah? Have you seen Allah? What does Quran say? لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارِ وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرِ. The eyeballs cannot encompass Allah. Allah is beyond eyesight. Musa alayhi salam made dua, رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ. رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ. Allah, I want to see you. Reveal yourself. Allah says to Musa alayhi salam, لَنْ تَرَانِي. Musa, you will not be able to see me. وَلَكِنْ انظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلْ فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِ. But never mind, look at the mountain. Look at the mountain. If the mountain is able to bear and withstand my tajalliyat, then you will see. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلْ جَعَلَهُ دَكَّى وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَرِيقًا. Tiny, An iota of Allah's tajalliyat was directed towards that mountain, the entire mountain turned to dust. And such was the effect of the explosion that Musa a.s. fell down unconscious and remained unconscious for a long time. Such is the tajalliyat, such is the nuraniyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot even imagine it. Beyond human imagination, beyond human perception. So this Yamani asked the question, Ali, have you seen Allah? This is why ulama say you have to be careful. Sometimes people have ulterior motives. Not always they have a clean motive for asking questions. Mafhum of the hadith, Husnu su'ali nisful ilm. Abi Salam said, good questions is half of knowledge. Good questions is half of knowledge. But there are also those that sometimes ask questions with ulterior motives. But sometimes when you ask questions, you have to be careful. It reveals your lack of knowledge. It's mentioned about one of the students of Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. Imam Muhammad, very, very famous student of Imam Abu Hanifa. He had one. He used to conduct the dars. And in his class, there was one student, 6 months passed. 6 months passed and not one question. So one day the ustad got upset. Imam Muhammad said to that student, 6 months you are sitting in my dars, you haven't asked a single question. Has nothing piqued your curiosity? Has nothing occurred to you? So he said, now that you are insisting, there is one question I want to ask. So he asked, what is your question? He says, you said that when the sun sets, we must pray Maghrib Salah. What happens if the sun doesn't set? So he said, Sukutuka khayrun min kalam. For you to have kept quiet was better than speaking. Because how little you knew, before you asked, I was not aware, now I have become conscious. So questions also, people have different motives, sometimes it's not appropriate. This Yamani had dushmani, he had adawat for Ali radiallahu. So this is why he asked this type of question. Ali, have you seen Allah? But Ali radiallahu ta'ala was not an ordinary personality. This is that personality, ulama say, يَتَفَجَّرُ الْعِلْمُ مِنْ جَوَانِبِهِ وَتَنْتِقُ الْحِكْمَةُ عَنْ نَوَاحِيهِ. He was the recipient of the Lu'ab Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion took his own saliva, his own Lu'ab Mubarak, and put it in the mouth of Ali. And such was the effect of this, that the ulum of Ali radiallahu anhu reached such a level that ulama say the knowledge of deen would flow from the limbs of Ali radiallahu anhu. And hikmat and wisdom would flow through the blood vessels of Ali radiallahu anhu. Such knowledge Allah blessed him with. At one occasion he said that if I have to dictate to you the tafsir of Surah Fatiha and you people have to write it down on scrolls, you will require 70 camels just to transport the scrolls. That type of knowledge Allah gave him. Ali radiallahu anhu discerned that the intention of this person is not clean when he asked this question. Ali, have you seen Allah? So he gave an answer in a similar vein. He said, مَا كُنْتُ أَعْبُدُ رَبًّا لَمْ أَرَهُ. مَا كُنْتُ أَعْبُدُ رَبًّا لَمْ أَرَهُ. He said, if I had not seen Allah, I would not have worshipped Allah. If I had not seen Allah, I would not have worshipped Allah. Now, the whole majma is confused. Quran says, Allah cannot be seen. In this world, with this eye, you cannot see Allah. What is Ali saying? In this world, with these eyesight, 130 million receptors for light in each eye, what is Allah's will? What is Allah's will? What is the requirement? What is the payback? Generally we say you get nothing for free. That's an understood principle. Don't get anything for free. There's a bill attached to everything. What is Allah's will? Allah has given you such ni'mat. What is Allah's will? Yabna Adam, Yabna Adam. Mafhum of the hadith al-Qudsi. Allah says, O Ibn Adam, O insan, Ja'altu laka aynayn. I gave you two eyes. Waja'altu lahumul ghita. Waja'altu lahumul ghita. I placed naturally a veil over both eyes. Fa'in arada laka ma haramtuhu alayk, atbiq alayhimul ghita. If that which I made haram, that which I forbade you from, came in front of you, then what does Allah want? قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Say unto the believers, lower their gazes. Lower their gazes. When Sahaba described Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one expression we find in his shamail, that jullu nazrihi al-mulahada. Jullu nazrihi al-mulahada. What does this mean? That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's natural humility was such that he would not stare at people. When he would speak to someone, he wouldn't look directly into their face. So much of haya, so much of shame, so much of modesty, so much of humility Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Speaking to a male, my Nabi would not look at his face. He would look down. نَظْرُهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ أَطْوَلْ مِنْ نَظْرُهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. His gaze was more towards the earth than towards the heavens. He would look down when speaking, when in front, when something halal was in front, he would look down. Today the ummah in front of haram is dead. Every home of the ummah cried tears of blood, my respected brothers, when you go in the homes of the ummah today. You go for gash, go on the nisbat of deen, walk into the sitting room, what's the first thing? Plasma screen, 18-inch, 20-inch, 30-inch, 40-inch. Now curved screen, so many pixels, so many million pixels, what is it? Instrument of zina. Instrument of behayai. Instrument of shamelessness has polluted every home of the ummah. An instrument of indoctrination to put ideas of kufr and shirk. Father, mother, teenage children sitting together and looking at zina taking place. Azan is called out. Azan is called out. Some section of the ummah, that azan falls on deaf ears. Some section of the ummah comes to the masjid. But what do we bring to the masjid? What is the mirror of the heart? What is the mirror of the heart is the eyes. The eyes are the mirror of the heart. My Nabi, what did he say? He said, إِنَّ النَّظْرَ سَهْمٌ مِّن سُهُومِ إِبْلِيسِ مَسْمُومٌ. He said, this eye, these eyes, this gaze is one of the most poisonous arrows of shaitan. It is one of the most poisonous arrows of Iblis. What the gaze falls on will reflect on the heart. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. What does Quran say to us? That meet Allah with a clean heart. Meet Allah with a clean heart. One is cleanliness of the heart from nafrat, hatred, dislike, malice, greed, envy, jealousy of others. The other is cleanliness of the heart from the kabair, from breaking the commands of Allah. Protect this heart. Protect this heart. The arrow, the mirror of the heart is the eyes. This is why our elders say, ulama say, that Joqom, that nation that is adi, that is habitual of behayai, of shamelessness. That qom, that nation that is habitual, the so-called sweet poison of shamelessness has clogged the blood vessels of that qom. Unko marne ke liye koi atom bomb ki zarurat nahi hai, wo pehle hi se mare hue. What effect is there going to be in their du'as? What taluk is there going to be with Allah unless this insan will learn to lower his gaze? What is Allah's will? In arada laka ma harramtuhu alayk atbiq alayhim al-ghita. If that which I made haram upon you, if the daughters of others come in front of you, then lower their gaze. Lower their gaze. And what will Allah give you? What will Allah give you? Allahu Akbar. Abdaltuhu imanan. أَبْدَلْتُهُ إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. Hadith Qudsi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah says, if you will lower the gaze, if haram comes in front of you and you will look down, then I will give you such iman, that you will taste the sweetness in this world. You will taste the sweetness and ecstasy of that iman in this world. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah used to say, there is a jannat in this world. Till you don't enter this jannat, it is difficult to enter the jannat of akhirat. What jannat was he talking about? That ecstasy and mazah that Allah has kept in his ibadah. That Allah has kept in taking his name, that ecstasy and mazah in saying, Ya Allah, in turning towards Allah, in placing this mata, this forehead on the ground before Allah. That is dunya. In akhirat, what will Allah give you? In akhirat, what will Allah give you? Ibn Kathir rahimullah mentions the riwayat, the narrator is Ikrama rahimahullah. Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator. He is the narrator under the verse, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ اللَّهَا وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ اللَّهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. Allah draws our attention to a shining lantern in this world. Allah draws the attention of insan to a shahkar, a living, vibrant embodiment of the qudrat and the greatness of Allah, the sun. Surface temperature of the sun, 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Core of the sun, 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. Every second, 14 billion tons of helium gas is converted into 12 billion tons of hydrogen gas. This conversion, call it a chemical reaction, causes energy to be given off by the sun, equivalent to 500 million atom bombs exploding at one time. Sirajan wahaja, Quran tells us a shining lantern. Shining lantern. 500 million atom bombs at one time. 1948, an arc of light, burst of energy, came out of the sun. It was an arc, it went back to the sun. Scientists at that time measured. They measured the energy contained in one burst. One burst from Allah's sun. We have powerhouses throughout the world. Electrical plants throughout the world. People are trying to utilize solar energy. This issue of electricity has become a major issue through all the developed countries of the world. Sufficient energy. People are worried about power outages. People are worried about power supply being cut off. Such an effect of the concerns and consideration of worldly amenities and worldly supplies has overtaken the mind and heart of insan that we have lost sight of the real, of the absolute, of the true reality behind all this. That wallah, whatever is in front of us in this world, inna ja'alna ma 'alal ard zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu 'amala. Allah says we have beautified this, we have made it attractive. Whatever is in front of you, the amenities of this world, why? لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ. Not because Allah needs any of the systems of this world to fulfill your needs. Allah has made this attractive. Insan is making effort upon it. Why? لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ. Allah gave you this to test you. To test you. What is the direction of this heart? What is the direction of this heart? Where do you turn? Wallah, Allah does not need any energy supply. Allah does not need any powerhouse to supply you with electricity. One star, that sun is only one star. That sun is only one star. Nine planets, 31 moons, 30,000 asteroids, thousands of comets and meteors, thousands of comets and meteors, what we call the solar system, this is one tiny part. Tiny, tiny part of Allah's universe. Tiny! The solar system forms part of one galaxy. The galaxy in which we are, what is called the Milky Way. What is the vastness of this one galaxy? What is the vastness of this one galaxy? It is said the circumference of the sun is 1,392,000 kilometers. 1,392,000 kilometers is the circumference of the sun, that is only one star. In this galaxy, the Milky Way, they estimate there are 200 billion stars. 200 billion stars. The circumference of some stars, 400 million kilometers. There is one star in this galaxy, the circumference, 1.4 billion kilometers. When compared to this galaxy, the sun is a speck of dust. It is only one star. What is the vastness of this galaxy? One galaxy, Milky Way. They say if you travel at the speed of light, light travels at 186,282 miles per second. 300,000 kilometers per second. If you travel at that speed, in 1 year, you will cover a distance of 9.5 trillion kilometers. This one galaxy, it is said its vastness is 150,000 light years. One galaxy, they estimate there are 170 billion other such galaxies. And all this is what Sama'ud Dunya. Sama'ud Dunya. وَلَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. The verse of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, مَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظَ. The stars. Stars are all contained in Sama'ud Dunya. All this is Sama'ud Dunya. Only the first heaven. Only the first heaven. Above it there are another six heavens. What is the vastness of this? وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. No one knows the armies of Allah. No one knows the armies of Allah. What instrument are you going to use to count the creation of Allah? Malaika of Allah, one creation. Rasulullah SAW said, أَطَّتِ السَّمَاءَ وَحُقَّ لَهَا أَنْتَئِتْ مَا فِيهَا مَوْضِعُ أَرْبَعِ أَصَابِعِ إِلَّا وَفِيهَا مَلَكٌ وَادِعٌ جَبْهَتَهُ سَاجِدًا لِلَّهِ. He said, the sky creaked and groaned. The sky, the heavens, first heaven, creaked and groaned. حُقَّ لَهَا أَنْتَئِدْ. حُقَّ لَهَا أَنْتَئِدْ. What does this mean? Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it is not surprising. Not surprising. In fact, it is haq. It is understandable that the heavens would creak and groan. Why? Because you will not find the space of four fingers. But there is one angel making sajda before Allah. How many angels? How many angels? It is said the creation of malaika superseded the creation of the heavens and the earth. This universe, scientists estimate its age to be 13.4 billion years. 13.4 billion years they estimate is the age of the universe. Malaika were created before this. If you said the Baytul Ma'mur, the Kaaba of Malaika, if you draw a line from our Kaabatul line, Makkah Mukarramah, straight line upwards, seventh heaven, it would strike the Baytul Ma'mur, the Kaaba of Malaika. Every day, 70,000 Malaika make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur. If we assume this estimation of scientists, 13.4 billion years, age of the universe, true or untrue, Allah knows best, but hypothetically, if we assume it is correct, every day 70,000 malaika for the last 13.4 billion years are making tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur. This will carry on right till Qiyamah. One angel will not get a second chance. Allah. One angel will not get a second chance. What is the size of this makhluk of Allah? Jibreel is the most famous angel. Why? Sahibi wahi, wa innahu latanzeelu rabbil alameen, nazala bihi ruhul ameen, ala qalbik litakuna minal mundhirin. When Allah speaks of the Quran, Allah says, wa innahu this Quran, latanzeelu rabbil alameen, was a revelation from Allah, nazala bihi ruhul ameen. Jibreel brought this Quran, ruhul ameen, the first quality of this angel, which Allah mentions in the Quran, ameen, amanadar. Amanadar, trustworthy. Allah revealed about Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. This ma, those who understand Arabic, this ma in this expression is ma nafi, negation. إِلَّا istisna, exclusion. Ulama say that in one sentence when you bring nafi, negation, إِلَّا istisna, exclusion, bring it together. In one sentence, it creates a meaning of total, complete exclusivity. Like you say in Urdu, sirf or sirf. Sirf or sirf. What is Allah saying? My Nabi, we have not sent you as anything. Anything, illa, except rahmah. Rahmat and mercy. Head to toe, he was mercy. For whom? What does Quran say? Lil mu'mineen? للموحدين للمصلين للذاكرين للقانتين للصائمين. He was mercy for whom? For the Muslims, for those who will make salah, for those who are obedient to Allah, for those who remember Allah, for those who get up in the night and cry before Allah. No, Allah says rahmat, mercy, للعالمين, for every alam. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mercy for every alam. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses Jibreel, and digressing, he says to Jibreel, Allah says, I was mercy for every alam. Jibreel, you are included in alam. You are included in alam. How was I mercy for you? What is the misdaq of this verse in relation to you? How did you benefit from my rahmat, from my mercy? What does Jibreel respond? He says, Ya Rasulullah, when Allah created Jahannam, when Allah created Jahannam, such a wabal, innaha lava, nazza'atan lishawa, tad'u man adbara wa tawalla, fi samum, wa hamim, wa zilmi yahmum, la barid wa la kareem. Such description Allah gives of Jahannam in the Quran. Unfortunately, today the munasabat, link and attachment of the ummah with Quran is not there. The value of Quran is not there. Kalamullah, Allah's kalam. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. Allah says, if we have to reveal this Quran upon a mountain, then mountain will turn to dust. It will be rent asunder out of the fear of Allah. Such a Quran the ummah was given. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man jalahu amamahu, saqahu ila al-jannah." If my ummah will keep the Quran in front of them, this Quran will take them to Jannah. "Wa man jalahu khalfahu, qadahu ila al-nar." If my ummah will turn their backs on the Quran, the same Quran will take them to Jahannam. Allah protect us. Somebody opens the shop. Somebody opens a new business. He calls a few huffaz, reads a little bit of Quran. Sometimes we think somebody got jadu asar, or sihr, or black magic, read a little bit of Quran, make rupiah. They make a little bit of ta'weez with one or two verses of the Quran. Ramadan Sharif, read a little bit of Quran. The rest of the time? What was the day of the Quran? What was the night of the Quran? What was the message of the Quran? What is the Quran inviting towards? What is the akhlaq of the Quran? What is the mu'amalat of the Quran? What is the mu'asharat of the Quran? This Quran, Kalamullah, Allah's Kalam, Allah's Sifat. That concern, that consideration, that worry is no longer there in Ummah. Leave the Ummah that is away from the Masjid. Leave the Ummah that is away from the Masjid, the Ummah that is in the Masjid. Musalli, last 15, 20, 25, 30 years of the life has passed. We are listening to Surah Fatiha every day. Every day that Imam is reading. Every day in the Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Allah is saying, O people of Iman. Leave the rest of the verses of the Quran. Leave the rest of the verses. 80 or 90 verses, this expression. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Allah is addressing the people of Iman directly. 30 years of the life of a musalli has passed. A life spent in the environment of the masjid, and still not one day as the concern entered the heart, as the desire entered the heart, let me find out what my Allah is saying to me. What is my Allah saying to me? What does my Allah want from me? Perhaps we feel we've gone old, brain cells are half dead, we pass the sell by date. Some of us might feel that. High obstacle shaitan puts in front. Somebody sends you a complex legal document that you'll pay someone to interpret for you. Why there's worldly fawaid and benefit in it? Quran, we feel sell by date is gone, can't understand, we've gone too old. If that is the case, then why deprive your children of the ulum of Quran? Why deprive your offspring of the ulum of Quran? One person brought his child to the Malisa and said, Malisa, make dua for my child. Malisa says, Ya Allah, make the son of so and so muazzin. This man gets upset. He says, I told you to make dua, not baddua. Muazzin. Some places in India, what they say, bangisa. Won't even translate what that means. Why didn't you say doctor, lawyer, engineer, astrophysicist, scientist? Muazzin. Yet what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? La yudawwadu fi qabrihi. La yudawwadu fi qabrihi. He said, Allah will make the Muhammad hadith, the body of the doctor, the lawyer, the engineer, the scientist, the astrophysicist, this will become the fodder of the insects of the grave. Allah will make the body of a muazzin haram on the insects of the grave. La yudawadu fi qabrihi. Atwalun nasi anaqan yawm al-qiyamati al-muazzinun. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people with the longest neck, what is the analogy? Longest necks, in other words, the highest rank. The people with the highest rank on the Day of Judgment will be those who used to call out Adhan. Why? Because what is Adhan? What is Adhan? Why longest neck? Highest rank. Why highest rank? What is the energy? What is the hikmat behind this? Because what is Adhan? What does our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teach us? When Adhan finishes, say, raise your head. First in salawat on Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What is the value of salawat? Man salla alayya wahidan sallallahu alayhi biha ashra. Sallallahu alayhi biha ashra. He said, the one who sends salawat upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once, in return for this, Allah sends 10 salawat upon him. 10 rahmats, 10 mercies of Allah. One you will send, Allah gives you 10 in return. Such is the love that Allah has for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This mention about Imam Abu Zura Rahmatullah Alayhi, great muhaddith. When he passed away, someone saw him in a dream. What did they see? They saw that he was making imamat of the malaika in the first heaven. So they asked him, that how did Allah give you such a maqam, such status, imamat of the malaika in the first heaven? How did Allah give you this? So he said, that with my own hand, I wrote down 100,000 of the ahadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. 100,000 ahadith I wrote with my own hand. He said, each time I would sit down to write a hadith, I would send salawat on Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Man salla alayya wahidatan, sallallahu alayhi biya ashra. Each time I send salawat, 100,000 salawat, 1,000,000 rahmats of Allah directed towards me. Someone who has given 1,000,000 rahmats and mercies of Allah. How is it strange or even astonishing that he would be Imam of the Malaika in the first heavens? Barakat of salawat on Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After that, what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teach us? Raise your hand. Allahumma Rabba hadihi da'wati tamma. What is Adhan? What is Adhan? Da'watu tamma. Complete, perfect da'wat. Complete, perfect da'wat. That is why the Muazzin will be given the highest rank. What is the effect of da'wat? What is the effect of da'wat? Today this ummah to some extent understands the effect of ibadat. The two things are linked, cannot be separated. But to make us understand what was maqsad of Anbiya. What was maqsad of Anbiya? Da'wat. If there was any amal that was superior to that, wallah, Allah would have sent Anbiya with that. Allah would have sent Anbiya with that, alayhi wasalam. This was the most superior creation of Allah. They were given the most superior amal. And that is why Quran says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. There can be no better speech, no amal, better than the one who invites towards Allah. Muazzin is giving da'watu tamma. What is the effect? Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Adhan is called, Shaitan runs for his life. Shaitan runs for his life. Shaitan runs for his life. Walahu durat. The effect of Adhan upon Shaitan is such, it creates such fear in him. Such fear in him that his panic is such that he can't control himself. He passes wind out of the fear that the Adhan instills in Shaitan. When the Adhan is finished, he comes back. When the Adhan is finished, he comes back. When Iqamat is called, Iqamat is on the tarteeb of Adhan. When Iqamat is called, Dawat again, Shaitan runs away again. With fear, when the Iqamat is finished and Salah starts, Shaitan comes back. أَطْوَلُ النَّاسِ عَنَاقًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُؤَذِّنُونَ. My Nabi said, the people with the highest rank on the day of judgment will be the Muazzin. Today the value system of this ummah is gone upside down. Value system is upside down. We are worried about degrees. We are worried about bank balances. We are worried this call, this cry. Day in, day out, pesa. Rand, dollars, pounds, gold, silver, diamond. One person, wallah, one person acquires the combined wealth of the entire world. One person acquires the combined wealth of the entire world. In the eyes of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the eyes of Allah, in the eyes of my Nabi, this person has not acquired the equivalent of the wing of one mosquito. He has not acquired the equivalent of the wing of one mosquito. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ. There's one verse in the Quran. Allah enumerates every one of the things of this world. Every branch or category or facet of this world linked to worldly wealth, worldly acquisition. Quran puts it into different categories. And Allah says, the love of this has taken over your heart. حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. The love, the passion, the ecstasy, the desire for this has taken over the hearts of insan. What? The women of this world, the children of this world. Gold and silver, diamonds and emeralds. In other words, the precious metals of this world, conveyances of this world. That time it was horses or camels. Nowadays it is cars, whether it is Mercedes-Benz or BMW, whatever it may be. Conveyances, businesses, agriculture, women, all the various branches of things that the heart of this insan attaches itself to. Allah has categorized every one of them in this verse. Every one of them is contained in this verse. And then Quran places one label. One label, one label upon all this. Whatever will take you away from Allah, whatever will attract you of this world, the glimmer and glimmer and the glitter of this world, the embellishments around you, which you will tire yourself for, which if you are not careful, your heart will link and attach itself to. Allah has categorized all of them, and then Quran places one label, one stamp. ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah says all this is mata'. Very famous incident, you probably would have heard it. Imam Ismail rahimahullah was a linguistic, an imam of Arabic grammar. He would spend months researching the meaning of one word in the Quran. And what was his source of the true understanding? Quran is in Arabic. Quran is in Arabic. So he would go to the people of the language in their natural environment, the Arab, the Bedouins. Their understanding of Arabic was superior to others. So Imam Ismail, on one occasion, concerned about the meaning of three words, Mata, Raqim, and Ta'ala. He wanted to get the true understanding, what do these words mean? So he went to a Bedouin tribe and he stayed 6 months with them. 6 months with this Bedouin tribe. Waiting that in a natural conversation, when they will use these words for him to gain the true understanding of what these words are. What does mata mean? What does mata mean? Imam Ismail, I'm digressing. Was a person naturally, he was not very handsome. He was not easy on the eye, as they say. He was not easy on the eye. Physically, that was his birth. Allah made it such that he got married to a very beautiful woman. One day, she's sitting in front of the mirror, admiring herself, preening. Then she looks at him and she says, I have decided both of us are jannatis. Both of us are jannatis. He says, how did you arrive at that conclusion? She says, every time you look at me, you make shukr to Allah, Allah will give you jannat. Every time I look at you, I make sabr, Allah will give me jannat. Three words. He was concerned, what is the meaning of the 6 months? 6 months with a Bedouin tribe. One day the camp goes to sleep in afternoon siesta, as was the norm in the desert. The heat is great in afternoon, so they would rest at that time. At the time of Asr, they would wake up. While they were resting, the remnants of their meal was lying in one corner of the camp. The pots were lying. The scrap cloth that was used to clean the pots was lying on one side. A dog came. Black, pitch black dog came into the camp, started sniffing around while they were sleeping. One of the women got up. She observed this dog and she sounded the alarm in the fear that the dog might destroy something. So she said, Ja Raqim, akhad al-mata. When the dog heard the scream of this woman in its panic, it grabbed a hold of the dishcloth that was used to clean the dirty pots and started running towards the mountain, started ascending the mountain. So she said, Jar Raqim, Akhad al Mata wa ta'ala al Jabal. Jar Raqim, the dog came, Akhad al Mata, he took Mata wa ta'ala and he started ascending al Jabal, the mountain. Imam Ismail, there was no limit to his joy. What he was looking for 6 months and waiting. In one sentence, all three words were used. What was Mata? What was Mata? Allah says, we have beautified, we have made attractive for you agriculture, commerce, gold, silver, diamonds, the glitter and glamour of this world. Allah categorized everything so that in this one expression of Quran, nothing is left out. Allah says, ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. All this is what? The dirty, filthy cloth that is used to clean the pots. ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَعَابِ. وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَعَابِ. What is Quran telling us? Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Do not fall into the trap. Do not fall into the trap. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا. Allah says, when the reality of akhirat will dawn upon you, when the reality of akhirat will dawn upon you, one investment to the second investment to the third investment, one shop to the second shop to the third shop, one pound to the next pound to the next pound, one worldly post to the next worldly target to the next worldly target, relentless, tireless pursuit of this dunya. The highest narrator of hadith, the highest narrator of hadith, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Ulama say 5,374 hadith are narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. After Abu Hurairah, amongst the top five narrator of hadiths was our mother Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha. Approximately 2,200 hadith are narrated by her. Someone asked her one day, that, oh, our mother, tell us, what did you hear our Nabi repeating the most often? What did you hear him repeating the most often? What would he say over and over again? Understand this, understand the veracity of this. This is amongst the top five narrator of ahadith. So far as numbers are concerned among Sahaba, this is the top five. How many ahadith did she hear? How much of time she spent in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In all that time, she's asked this question, what did you hear my Nabi repeating the most often? What was the response? لَوْ كَانَ لِإِبْنِ آدَمَ وَادِيًا مِّنْ ذَهَبْ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ وَادِيًا وَلَيَّمْ لَا فَاهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ وَلَيَّمْ لَا فَاهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. She said, my Nabi said, if Ibn Adam, if insan was given one valley of gold, he'll won the second one. If he was given the second one, he'll won the third one. If he was given the third one, he'll won the fourth one. Such is the remorseless, blind attraction of this world. Such is its nasha, its intoxication, that if you will not make ilaj of this, if you will not make ilaj of this, if you will immerse yourself in this dunya, if the consciousness, the effort of iman doesn't take place, if the effort of iman doesn't take place, if the da'wah of Allah's greatness does not take place, if you will not speak against ghairullah, if you will not affirm the oneness of Allah, if you will allow yourself to be caught up in the glitter and glamour of this world, what did my Nabi say? Such is the nasha, such is the intoxication, it will blind you, it will intoxicate you, you will not know day from night, you will not know night from day, your health will be given in this, your life will be given in this, your strength will be given in this, your faculties will be given in this, your energies will be given to this, in this, it will carry on, and carry on, and carry on, till what? Hatta. Hatta إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Hatta إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Quran says, Allah gives you rope, and then rope, and then rope, and then rope, and then rope. Hatta, till the crunch point. Till the cut-off point. Till the true multiplier. Take a cross. Multiply 1,000,000 by 0, 1,000,000,000 by 0. 10,000,000,000 by 0, it will still be 0. It will still be 0. It will still be 0. Any attraction, any involvement, any embellishment without Allah, having taken Allah out of the equation, and consequently with that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Wallah, by the qasam of may Allah, will be 0. It will be zero. Hatta idha jaa ahaduhumul maut qala rabbirji'un. Qala rabbirji'un. They will say, Allah, send me back now. Send me back now. The reality is dawn. La'alli a'malu salihan fi ma tarakt. La'alli a'malu salihan fi ma tarakt. I will do good deed now. I realize. Kalla innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha wa mi waraihim barzakhun ila yawmi yub'athun. Allah will say, never. This is Allah's sunnah. You were given rope. You were given chance. You were given opportunity. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ فَذُوقُوا فَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. Allah will say, we gave you age. We gave you life. We gave you opportunity and then opportunity and then opportunity. And our warners came. Our warners came to you. What warners? What warners? Every rising sun is a warner. That sun rises. It reaches the zenith. It lights up the whole world. It is in Raj, it is supreme, it is in the center of the sky, the whole world is lit up, it appears that the sun is now controlling everything. What happens? What happens? It starts declining, and then declining, and then declining, and then declining, till eventually it is swallowed up by the darkness of the horizon of the west. The message behind this every day, kullu man alayha fan, kullu man alayha fan. Kullu man alayha fan. Everything is temporary. Don't be deceived by the industries. Don't be deceived by the economies. Don't be deceived by the glitter of the gold and silver and diamonds. Ali radiallahu anhu on the musalla, late at night, what he would say? What he would say? Ya safra, ya bayda, ghurri ghairi, ghurri ghairi, ghurri ghairi. O gold, O silver, O glitter, O glamour, O attraction of this world. Deceive someone else. Deceive someone else. Deceive someone else. قَدْ بَتَتُكِ ثَلَاثَ قَدْ بَتَتُكِ ثَلَاثَ. I have divorced you. Three divorces I gave you. عُمْرُكِ قَصِيرٌ مَجْلُسِكُ حَقِيرٌ وَخَطَرُكِ يَسِيرٌ. Your life is short. Your life is short. It is temporary. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا. Allah says in the reality of akhirat dawn, the life of this world will appear to be one morning or one evening. One morning or one evening. My Nabi said, second, one of the most prolific narrators of hadith, what does she say? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what does she say, radiallahu anha? That Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you will not make ilaj of this, lay yamla fahu illa turab, the only thing that will satisfy you is the sand of the grave. Wallahu indahu husnul ma'ab, the value systems of the ummah today have gone upside down. Value systems have gone upside down. Value systems have gone upside down. On that day the announcement will be made. That day the announcement will be made. Allah, wa innakum ja'altum nasaba, wa ja'altu nasabi, ja'altu akramakum atqakum, walakin abaytum wa qultum, inna fulan ibn fulanin khayrun min fulan ibn fulan, al-yawma abu nasabakum, wa arfa'u nasabi, ayna al-muttaqoon. أين الذين تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع؟ أين المصلون؟ أين القائمون؟ The angel will announce that, listen, you had one basis of respect. What was your basis? Paisa, paisa, paisa. Person with a minimal bank balance, low caste citizen. Medium bank balance, medium caste citizen. Bigger bank balance, superior citizen. High class, upper echelons of society. What is this system? What is behind it? Size of the bank balance? What suit the person is wearing? What type of car the person is driving? What mentality is this? What mentality is this? This temporary dunya. Allah says, you had one basis, we have one basis. What was our basis? What was our basis? Allahu Akbar. Once Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala is sitting at a grave. Whose grave? The grave of Sarwar-e Kainat, the pride of Allah's creation, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mu'adh is sitting and sobbing and crying. Umar radiallahu ta'ala who sees him. Ma yubki ya Mu'adh. Ma yubki ya Mu'adh. Mu'adh, why are you crying? Why are you crying? He says, Zakartu qawla sahibi hadha al-qabr. Zakartu qawla sahibi hadha al-qabr. I remember something that the resident of this grave told me. Umar says, what did my Nabi say? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Man aada لِلَّهِ وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ بَارَزَ اللَّهُ بِالْمُحَارَبَةِ The one who makes enmity, dushmani, opposition to the friend of Allah, Allah declares war upon him. Allah declares war upon him. The ummah is pareshan today. Everything has turned against this ummah. Appears as if there is no succor, no comfort, no help. People are despondent, they don't know in which direction to turn. Why? Why? Because we have cut off our link with Allah. We have cut off our link with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says, In tansurullah yansurkum. If you will help Allah's deen, Allah will help you. If you will help Allah's deen, Allah will help you. And if you will abandon Allah, if you will abandon Allah, فَمَنْ دَلَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِي Allah says, who besides Allah is going to help you? Who besides Allah is going to help you? Mu'az goes on, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْأَبْرَارِ الْأَتْقِيَاءِ الْأَخْفِيَاءِ And Allah loves, who are the true friends of Allah? Who does Allah love? Allah loves those who are obedient to Him. Allah loves those who are on taqwa. And there is a third quality that is mentioned in this hadith, al-akhfiya. Not the people of the higher echelons of society, the people of the lowest rung. No one knows them. Al-akhfiya. They're not known. No, they don't have any prominence. One riwayat it comes in ghabu, lam yufaqadu, in khadaru lam yuqarrabu. If they are present, no one calls them front, no recognition is given. If they are absent, no one looks for them. If they are absent, no one looks for them. If they are present, no one calls them front. If they intercede on behalf of someone, the intercession is likely to be not accepted. If they propose for someone's daughter, that proposal is likely to be rejected. But, قُلُوبُهُمْ مَصَابِيحُ الْهُدَىٰ قُلُوبُهُمْ مَصَابِيحُ الْهُدَىٰ Their hearts are lanterns of guidance and hidayat. Their hearts are lanterns of guidance and hidayat. يَخْرُجُونَ مِنْ كُلِّ غَبَرَىٰ مُظْلِمًا Wherever they go, they will dispel the darkness. Wherever they go, they will dispel the darkness. They will bring the light of Allah's Tawheed, the light of Allah's oneness. They will raise Allah's name. In society, in the world, they will have no status. A few years ago, a Jamaat was in Malawi. One town called Zomba. There was a Jamaat from Pakistan. After Bayan was walking out, the person went to lift my shoes. I said, no, bhai, leave it. He was making ikram, started a conversation with him. Bhai, where are you from? I'm from Pakistan. How come you are here? I'm out in the path of Allah. How long? 1 year. 1 year in the path of Allah. How many times have you been 1 year? He says, 5 times. 5 times, 1 year in the Bible. What is his name? No one knows. No one knows the name. Go back to Pakistan, take his name and drive in Merkaz. No one will know who you're talking about. I remember 93, when we spent time in Pakistan, we would meet people. Somebody selling tea in one corner of the street. Selling tea for how much? 2 rupees. 2 rupees. Can't even do the calculation. 2 rupees compared to 1 pound. How many pennies? Some small percentage of it. Selling one cup of tea for 2 rupees, I'm saving. The person says, I am saving for the last 25 years. For what are you saving? If you look at his financial circumstance or his social background, probably father, mother, 4 adult sons, their wives, their children are sharing one house. This was 93. Sharing one house so that if he wants some private time with his wife, he has to make arrangements. Such is the situation. Logically, what should he be saving for? To buy his own house. To build an extension, to get some privacy. But what is he saving for? 25 years selling a cup of tea for 2 rupees. What are you saving for? Wallah! What is the response of this person? He says, I'm trying to collect sufficient so I can go 1 year walking Jamaat in the path of Allah. I can go 1 year walking Jamaat in the path of Allah in the jungles of Africa. In the jungles of Africa where the fire of Irtidad, where the fire of Irtidad is burning. The same Malawi estimates in the last 20 or 30 years, more than 5 million Muslims have become murtad. 5 million Muslims murtad. Our Jamaat was in Nigeria, we're in one town. We met the Sheikh of the town. He says, I'm 15 years in this town. The day I entered, there was 100% Muslim. He says, the mission organization came, I met the head. He said, our target, every 8 homes you will see a cross. He says, go. He said, Manisha, go and walk in the street. He said, every four homes you will see a cross. He says, 15 years have passed. Walk in the street. Every eight homes you will see one. Bartil is making such an effort, such an effort, such an effort. This little light of Hidayat and Nuraniyat that is still shining is the barakat of those walking jamaat in the jungle of Africa. Is the barakat of those walking jamaat in America, in South America. Is the barakat of those walking jamaat, that is why still this, that qurbani, that sacrifice. We are looking for ease, we are looking for comfort. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came with difficulty and hardship. This deen, Hidayat will not come in ease and comfort. It will come with qurbani. If it could come in ease and comfort, then Allah would not have caused His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to suffer so much. Such was the dard, such was the pain, such was the concern, such was the cry for humanity. How one person can be linked to Allah, how one person can come up to the recognition of Allah. At the mantle of that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave everything. They were not deceived by the glitter and glamour of this world. It is these jamaats, wallahi, it is these jamaats that are walking in the jungles, that are going through such difficulties that the mind cannot even imagine. That is what is keeping the spark of Hidayat alive. That is what is keeping the spark of Hidayat alive. Do not be deceived by our institutions. Do not be deceived by these portals. Do not be deceived by the glitter and glamour around us. Allah has kept Hidayat in Qurbani. Allah has kept Hidayat in Qurbani. Allah has kept Hidayat in Mujahada. Quran's usul, principle. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah says in Mujahada, in Qurbani, in sacrifice, like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Qurbani, like Sahaba gave Qurbani, come on to that tarteeb. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Lam, in this word, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. Lam, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. Noon Mushaddad. Ulama say, Mufassirin say, carries the meaning of Qasam. Carries the meaning of oath. Allah says, by my izzat, by my jalal, by my Qasam, I will open up roads of Hidayat. I will open up roads of Hidayat if Mujahada is given. Qulubuhum masabih al-huda. Mu'az is crying at the qabr of Huzur Fath sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is he saying to Umar radiallahu anhu? My Nabi said this. Allah loves these people. Allah loves this jamaat of akhfiya, people that are not known, that are not looking for worldly prominence and status. They're not looking for remembrance, they're not looking to be given positions in society. But what are they doing? What are they doing? Their hearts are lanterns of guidance. Their hearts are lanterns of hidayat. In this day and age, where will you find this? Wallah, such numbers in no other jamaat this can be found. This is not a jamaat or an organization. This is not a jamaat or an organization, but let us open our eyes to the reality. Open our eyes to the reality. Where is the qurbani being given today? Where is the hardship being endured for the sake of Allah today? We are getting carried away by the glitter and glamour of this dunya. My respected brothers, there is a court coming tomorrow. There is a court coming tomorrow. There, the size of the bank balance will not count. The size of the bank balance will not count. The size of the bank balance will not count. The clothes you wore will not count. The car you drove will not count. In that court there is only one currency. In that court there is only one currency. And what is that currency? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who came closest to this? Whose day was this? Whose night was this? وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. In jamaat, in flocks, the people of taqwa, the people who have pleased Allah, will go to Jannah. They will come to the door of Jannah, hatta ila ja'uha. One rewired, there will be two streams. In one stream, they will bathe. What will be the effect of this? What will be the effect of this? Every external blemish and impurity will be removed for eternity. The hair will appear freshly oiled. What is the sifat and attributes of these people? The riwayat Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described them. People of Jannah, first thing, Qamatu Adam. Qamatu Adam, the height of Adam alayhi salam. 130 feet tall. Why the women of Jannah? Women of Jannah, the hoors of Jannah, 130 foot tall. If you had to go with 5 foot, 6 foot, what's going to happen? You need a ladder. They have a problem. Adam alayhi salam was 130 foot tall. Gradually, through the passage of time, humanity has been getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Today it's 5 feet, average. Might even go shorter than that also. You don't know how long it's going to remain. One alim gives an example. He says there was this farmer. He had a horse. He told his laborer, malish the horse, put oil. Laborer, obviously, when the boss is not looking, he's right. Straight away, what happens? He doesn't do any work. When the boss comes, he starts working. So what does laborer do? The boss went away, tied the horse to sleep. The thief came and stole the horse. Now when he woke up, horse is missing, ride. The farmer is going to come, kiamat is going to come. What answer am I going to give? Worry. So what he did, he caught a rabbit. And he started malishing the rabbit. Then the farmer came and says, where's my horse? He says, there's your horse. Where? This is not a horse, this is a rabbit. He said, yes, it was a horse. But with the malish, it got shorter and shorter and shorter. Now it's a rabbit. Centuries have passed. Humanity got shorter and shorter and shorter. 5 feet. 5 feet or 6 feet. When the book of deeds will come in the right hand, first thing, Qama to Adam. Revert back to the original height, 130 feet tall. Husnu Yusuf, the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. Qalbu Ayyub, the heart of Ayyub alayhi salam. Miladu Isa, the age of Isa alayhi salam. Khuluku Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the akhlaq of Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abyad, radiant, shining. Ajrad, ajrad, besides hair, besides eyebrows, eyelashes, no hair on the body. Amrad, dari is for dunya, akhirat no dari. The face, the facial hair will also will be removed. Akhal, the eyes will appear as if it has surma. Centuries will pass, it will still appear without putting surma. Ajad, the hair will be curly, not fixed. If you like it earlobe, up to the shoulder, whatever you like, no problem. In fact, in Jannah there will be a market. Like nowadays in the Western countries, they have Sunday market. Jannah, there will be Friday market. Jannati will go, there will be different facial expressions, different shapes, different appearances. If the Jannati desires, that appearance, immediately his appearance will change to the one that was off on offer in the marketplace. But when he goes home, he won't have to worry that his masturat or his hoor will get worried that some ghair mahram came, she will recognize him immediately. That is Jannah. They will come to the door of Jannah. One stream they will bathe in freshness forever, externally. The other stream they will drink the water internally. Every problem. Nowadays, what types of problem? If you don't eat, one problem. If you eat, also there's a problem. People have indigestion, this problem, that problem. They said the lowest Jannati. The lowest Jannati. His first meal will be a dastarkhan with 80,000 different types of food. 80,000 different types of food for the lowest Jannati. First meal of Jannat. But not like dunya. Dunya, you eat one plate, what happens? You might want the second one. Eat the second one, go to a function, they give you soji or gajar halwa or some starter. Then the main course is brought. Maybe it's biryani, fighting hot. Smell also is very attractive. Eat one plate, eat two plates, they keep bringing what happens. Then you're looking for Eno, you're looking for Pepsod, you're looking for this digestion, heart, indigestion, heartburn, this problem, that problem, too much spice. Normally, how much can a person eat? You all want to look at the food by the time the third plate comes. There was one person, he was traveling. He reached one town late at night. So someone saw it's a stranger, so he invited him home. Put the dastarkhan down, brought boiling hot curry, put in front of him, went to fetch the roti. By the time he came with the roti, the curry was finished. He left the roti, went to fetch some more curry. By the time he came with the curry, the roti was finished. So what happened? Safa Marwa started. He was making sa'i, up and down, bringing food, and this man was eating everything. Eventually all his food got finished. Finally his guest got satisfied. Man was upset, thinking to himself, why the way I found this person? He started talking to him, said, by where are you going? He said, I'm going to settle down. What? Why are you going there? He said, there's a doctor there, an expert. I suffer from a problem. He says, what you suffer from? He says, I suffer from lack of appetite. He says, by do me a favor on your return journey, don't pass my town. Give me another road. Generally, how much can a person eat? One plate, two plates, three plates. Cannot eat more than that. Yet in Jannah, What is the capacity of the Jannati? Yajidu, yajidu fi akhiri luqmatin minha ladhatan lam yajid qablaha. He will experience in the 80,000 morsel that lazzat and that ecstasy which he did not experience before that. It will get better and better and better. Wallahu indahu husnul ma'ab. Wallahu indahu husnul ma'ab. Allah says, Dhanika mata'ul hayatid dunya. All these categories, this is mata'ul dunya. By Allah is the beautiful place. The eternal ma'ab, akhiri marhala. The eternal abode is by Allah. لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا عِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَرَةٌ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ. By Allah, for the people of taqwa. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. They will come to the door of Jannah. One stream they will bathe. One stream they will drink the water. But Jannah is locked. All 8 doors. Jahannam has 7 doors. Laha sabatu abwab. Jannah has 8 doors. All 8 locked. Now they want to enter. How are they going to enter? How are they going to enter? They go to Adam alayhi salam. Ya Abana, Ya Jaddana, Ya Jadda al-Anbiya, O Father of Humanity, Iftah lana al-bab, Istaftih lana al-bab. Open the door of Jannah for us. Get Jannah open for us. I'm cutting in short, time is limited. What does he say? Hal akhrajakum illa khatiyatu abikum? My mistake took you out of Jannah. My mistake took you out of Jannah. That is not my work to open Jannah for you. Idhabu ila ghayri. Idhabu ila ghayri. You'll have to go to someone else. Allah makes it such, this intizar takes place. Nabi upon Nabi. Nuh alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam. Dhul Yasa alayhi salam. Idris alayhi salam. Ishaq alayhi salam. Galaxy of Anbiya. They will go Nabi to Nabi. Nabi to Nabi. Each one will say, Idhabu ila ghayri. Idhabu ila ghayri. Idhabu ila ghayri. Finally, when they come to Isa alayhi salam. Ya Ruh Allah. Ya Nabi Allah. They will address him. Istaftih lana al-bab. He will say, I also cannot do that. But I will show you who can. I will show you who can. Who will be that personality? He will say, go to Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khatamul anbiya wal mursaleen. They will come to Rasulullah Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Istaftih lana al-bab. He will say, ana lahu, ana lahu. Now you have come to the correct person. فَأَخِرُّ سَاجِدًا. Rasulullah says, I will fall into sajda. I will fall into sajda. I will praise Allah in a manner that Allah has never been praised. I will praise Allah. And what is ajeeb? It is mentioned in one riwayat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, today I don't know the word of that praise. The man I will praise Allah at that time, I don't know the word now. Allah will show me how to praise Him. Allah's greatness, the mind cannot comprehend. The mind cannot comprehend the greatness of Allah. Ya man la tarahu al-uyun wa la tukhalituhu al-dhunun. That Bedouin, what did he say? Oh my Allah, your greatness is such, the eyeballs cannot see you, the mind cannot imagine you, no one can describe you as you ought to be described. You know the weight of the mountains, you know the measure of the seas, you know every droplet of rainwater, you know every blade of grass on the surface of the earth. Such is the greatness of Allah. Coming back to that incident, just to complete it, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu responds to the Yemeni in vain, the manner in which the question was asked. Ma kuntu abud rabban lam arahu. If I had not seen Allah, I would not have worshipped Allah. Everyone is shocked. Everyone is shocked. What does Ali mean? What does Ali mean? Allahu Akbar, he goes on, he says, لَمْ تَرَهُ الْعُيُونَ بِمُشَاهَدَةِ الْعَيَانِ وَلَكِنْ رَأَتْهُ الْقُلُوبِ بِحَقِيقَةِ الْإِيمَانِ رَبِّ أَحَدٌ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ أَحَدٌ لَا فَرْدَ لَهُ فَرْدٌ لَا مِثْلَ لَهُ لَمْ يُدْرَكْ بِالْحَوَاسِ وَلَا يُقَاسُ بِالْقِيَاسِ. No language can translate this. Do haq to what was said here. What does he say, the crux of it? He said, my physical eyes have not seen Allah. My physical eyes have not seen Allah. But the eye of my heart has seen my Allah through the haqiqat and reality of my iman. My Allah is one, there is no partner with Allah. My Allah is alone, there is no similitude with Him. There is no helper with Him. لَمْ يُدْرَكْ بِالْحَوَاسِ وَلَا يُقَافُ بِالْقِيَاسِ. The limited human intellect will never do justice to describing Allah, nor can his limited sensory perception ever enable him to realize the magnitude of Allah's greatness. Allah has to become the goal. Allah has to become the qibla. Allah has to become the direction. There is no wealth. Wallah, there is no wealth. There is no treasure. There is no embodiment of this world. There is no entity of this world that can equal the value of Allah's love when it enters the heart of a person. Allah's marifat, Allah's recognition. We have to become fana fillah. We have to hand ourselves over to Allah. We have to learn to speak of the greatness of Allah. Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, "Am iske nahi kehte hai ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki ek scheme hai, jiske zariye se ab logon ko chille aur teen chille ke liye taiyar karenge." He used to say, "We are not saying to you speak of Allah's greatness because this is some scheme by which the Tabligh Jamaat or Nizamuddin or Raimin thought up to prepare people to go for chilla and three chillas." No, am isliye kehte hai ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki Allah ka haq hai ki uski tarah na kiya jaye. We are saying to you, speak of Allah's greatness. Gali to gali, alley to alley, door to door, person to person. Every day and every opportunity, in every circumstance, in every condition, speak of Allah's greatness. Because it is the right of Allah that His praises should be sung. Makhlouq ka zikr bimari hai. Makhlouq ka zikr bimari hai. Khaliq ka zikr uske ilaj hai. To speak of the makhlouq is a sickness. To speak of ghairullah is a sickness. To praise ghairullah, to be attracted to ghairullah is a sickness. Khaliq ka zikr iske ilaj hai. To speak of Allah's greatness, this is the cure. Allah's azmat. Ulama say, haramun ala qalb. Haramun ala qalb. An yadkhulahu an-nur wa fihi shay'un mimma yakrahuhu Allah. It is haram, impossible, inconceivable. Inconceivable that the nur of Allah's marifat will enter a heart in which there is ghairullah. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ. Allah hasn't given a person two hearts, only one heart. Either this heart will contain Allah or it will contain ghairullah. This is a lifetime effort. A lifetime effort to take Allah's ghair out of this heart. That same da'wat which Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gali to gali, alley to alley, قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُ. قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُ. Nafi isbat, negate the ghair of Allah, negate the ghair of Allah, and establish the oneness of Allah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, from wherever, however, whatever shape or form. Economies are not doing, industries are not doing, governments are not doing, armies are not doing, technologies are not doing, only Allah is doing. Only Allah is doing. Only Allah is doing. Jo la kaha, wo la hua, wo la bhi usme la hua, juz la hua, kul la hua, phir kya hua Allah hua. Phir kya hua Allah hua. Only in that nafi, in negating ghairullah, then Allah will come. Then Allah will come. We have to become fana fillah. We have to hand ourselves over to Allah. We have to come onto the tarteeb of the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our value systems are gone upside down. Faqirnu sajida. He says, I will fall into sajda. I will praise Allah in a manner Allah has never been praised. Allah will inspire me at that time how to praise Him. When I have completed praising Allah, Allah will address me. Ya Habibi, Ya Muhammad, irfa ra'asak, sal tu'ata, washfa tushaffa. Oh my beloved, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, raise up your head. Ishfa to shaffa, intercede, your intercession will be accepted. Ask now, whatever you ask will be granted. You will say, Ya Allah, open the door of Jannah. Open the door of Jannah. Ana awwalu man yuharriku hilqat al-jannah fayuftahu li fa adkhulaha. He says, I will be the first to knock at the door of Jannah. I will be the first to knock at the door of Jannah. It will be open for me. I will enter. What will happen before that? Ya Allah, open Jannah. A conveyance will come. Call it a flying conveyance. It will land. When it lands in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there will be a rain. A rope in front of that conveyance. A rope in front of that conveyance. There will be total silence. The expectation. Who will lead the conveyance that is carrying Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Jannah? Who will lead the conveyance that is carrying Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Jannah? Everyone is waiting in anticipation. Who will it be? Who will it be? Who will it be? The call will come. Aina Bilal ibn Abi Rubah? Aina Bilal ibn Abi Rubah? Aina Muazzinur Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where is Bilal? Who was Bilal? Afiya! Slave! Son of a slave! Lineage unknown! But! وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِيْنَا وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِيْنَا What mujahada? What mujahada? What qurbani? Whooped at night, ahadun ahad. Ahadun ahad. Rock placed on his chest, ahadun ahad. Ahadun ahad. Burning sand of the desert, dragged physically. Ahadun ahad. Ahadun ahad. What didn't they do to Bilal? What didn't they do to Bilal? They whooped him. They beat him. They persecuted him. They took turns to punish him. Why? Because of La ilaha illallah. Because of La ilaha illallah. And in the face of all that, what was the reaction of Bilal? Ahadun ahad. Ahadun ahad. One Allah. One Allah. One Allah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. That call. That call. When my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fateh Makkah, conquest of Makkah. What does he do? He says to Bilal, climb onto Ka'batullah. Climb onto Ka'batullah and call out the azan. As Bilal climbs onto Ka'batullah, starts calling out the azan. Two or three of the mushrikeen of Makkah are sitting in the back of the courtyard of the haram. Attab bin Usaid, Abu Sufyan and one other. What does Attab bin Usaid say? He says to Abu Sufyan, they're whispering amongst themselves. He was 21 years of age at that time. He says, how fortunate that my father passed away before he could see this day that a black man is calling out the azan. That a black man is calling out the azan on the Kaaba. How fortunate that my father passed away before he saw this day. The other person said, could Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not find anybody else besides this black crow to call out the azan? Abu Sufyan, the seeds of Iman had started entering his heart. So what did he say? He says, I'm not going to make any comment because I fear, he hadn't yet accepted Islam. But he said, I fear that Allah will inform Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of what I said. Bilal is calling out the azan. Bilal is calling out the azan. Bilal ibn Abi Rubah, a slave. Jibreel comes. Jibreel comes. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa unta, waj'alnakum shu'uban wa qabail lita'arafu. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Inna Allah alimun khabir. O people, Allah created you from one male and one female. Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. Whether you are black, whether you are white, whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are American, Australian, European, Chinese, wherever you may be, whoever you may be, you are still the children of Adam and Hawa alayhi salam. You are still one ummah, one humanity. The playing fields are level. This was the entire life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to bring the ummah unto, to make the ummah one ummah, to break down the barriers of race, of creed, of color, of nationality, this language, that color, this color. Wallah, this is destroying the essence of Islam. This is destroying the essence of Islam. This is one ummah. He united the ummah on one maqsad, one objective. Inna akramakum, inna Allahi atqakum, the most honored in Allah's eyes is the one who will have the most taqwa. The one who will come onto the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends for them. Sends for these three. Sends for these three. And he says to Attab bin Usaid, this is what you said. He says to that person, this is what you said. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam recites this verse of the Quran. When he does that, Attab bin Usaid looks at him and he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka rasulullah. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and you are the Nabi of Allah. It was impossible, no one else knew of this conversation, only Allah could have told you. Only Allah could have told you. Such a tawbah he makes, such a tawbah he makes, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam appoints him as the governor of Makkah. 21 years of age, appoints him as the governor of Makkah. He passes away on the same day that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala passed away. The rain will fall, everyone is waiting. Aina Bilal ibn Abi Rubah. Bilal will be given the rein of the conveyance that will take Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Jannah. What does my Nabi say? أنا أول من يحرك حلقة الجنة فيفتح لي فأدخلها ومعي فقراء المؤمنين ومعي فقراء المؤمنين. He will say, I will be the first to knock at the door of Jannah. It will be open for me. I will enter first. And with me will be the poor people of my ummah. With me will be the poor people of my ummah. The scales of this ummah have turned upside down. Value systems have turned upside down. إِنَّكُمْ جَعَلْتُمْ نَسَبًا وَجَعَلْتُ نَسَبِي جَعَلْتُ أَكْرَمَكُمْ أَتْقَاكُمْ وَلَكِنْ أَبَيْتُمْ وَقُلْتُمْ إِنَّ فُلَانَ ابْنَ فُلَانَ خَيْرٌ مِنْ فُلَانٍ مِنْ فُلَانَ الْيَوْمَ أَبَوْ نَسَبَكُمْ أَرْفَعُ نَسَبِي أَيْنَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. On that day an announcement will be made. You people had one basis of respect, we had one. What was your basis? Paisa. What was our basis? إِنْ أَكْرَمَكُمْ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The one who will come on to taqwa. What is taqwa? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The day of my Nabi, the night of my Nabi, the car of my Nabi. Allah says on that day, your system has come to an end, our system will be established. Where are the people of taqwa? Where are those who serve Allah? Where are the akhfiya? Mu'az bin Jabal. Who was Mu'az? The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, tomorrow on the Day of Judgment, the one who will rise up with the flag of the ulama of the ummah will be Mu'az bin Jabal. Such love he had for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that amongst the galaxy of Sahaba, there is no Sahabi that has this distinction, that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addressed him directly and said, Ya Mu'az, inni uhibbuk. Ya Mu'az, inni uhibbuk. Oh Mu'az, I love you. Oh Mu'az, I love you. Yet, 6 months left in the sojourn of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this world. And what does he do? He sends Mu'az. Sends Mu'az to Yemen. Why didn't he wait 6 months more? Sahaba didn't know the value of Makkah. They didn't know the value of Medina. No! There was a superior object that this ummah had to be brought upon. One Sahabi is being sent in the path of Allah to Yemen for da'wat. Such is the love between Nabi and Ummati. Such is the love, such is the ikram, such is the istiqbal. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes al-wida of one Sahabi. He walks with Mu'az right up to Juruf, more than 7 kilometers outside Medina, walking to send one person out in the path of Allah. Finally, when he reaches Juruf, Ya Mu'az, Asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hada, wal'allaka tamurru bi masjidi hada wa bi qabri. O Mu'az, after this year you will see me no more. After this year you will see me no more. When you come back to Medina, you will find my qabr and my masjid. You will not find me. فَبَكَى مُعَاذ جَشْعًا لِفِرَاقِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Mu'az burst into tears over the pain of separation from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم averts his gaze from Mu'az. Why? Because if Mu'az could see the tears on the cheeks of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, his grief would be exacerbated. It would be worsened. He averts his gaze, looks towards Medina. Ya Mu'az, la tabki. Ya Mu'az, la tabki. Mu'az, do not cry. Do not cry. Inna awla an-nasi biyal muttaqun. Man kanu wa haythu kanu. Man kanu wa haythu kanu. Mu'az, whoever, wherever you may be, not only Mu'az, every ummati to come till Qiyamah. White, black, rich, poor, Australian, American, European, Chinese, whoever you may be, wherever you may be, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi says, you will be close to me. You will be close to me. You will be close to me if you will come on taqwa. If you will come on my day, my night, my fitr, my cry. What is the first thing that Mu'az does when he goes to Yemen? He utters that which no other ummah said. No other ummah besides this ummah was given this. Mu'az enters Yemen. Ya Ahl al-Yemen. Ya Ahl al-Yemen. Ana Rasulu Rasulillahi ilaykum. Ana Rasulu Rasulillahi ilaykum. I am the messenger. This title, Rasulullah. Rasulullah, messenger of Allah. What is the misdaq of it? What is the amal that is the misdaq of this? Not salah, not zakat, not hajj, not fasting, not tilawat, not zikrullah. What is the amal that is the living misdaq of this title, Rasulullah? It is this amal of da'wat and tabligh. This amal of da'wat and tabligh. This amal of da'wat and tabliq, understand, my respected brothers, Allah, give us the understanding. Like salah is an order of Allah, like zakat is an order of Allah, like hajj is an order of Allah. By the qasam of my Allah, da'wat and tabliq is an order of Allah. Da'wat and tabliq is the responsibility of this ummah. This is Ummul Hasanat. Mu'adh addresses the people of Yemen. Ya ahl al-Yemen, ana rasulu rasulillah. I am the messenger of the messenger of Allah who has been sent to you. Rabi bin Amir in the part of Rustam, what does he say? Ma jina ilaykum, we haven't come. It was no worldly desire. We don't want your kingdom. We don't want your land. We don't want to usurp you. That is not our purpose. تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ أُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. Allah says, we have made Jannah for those who don't want position in this world. We have made Jannah for those who don't want position in this world. Sahaba were not motivated to take over land or to usurp something that belongs to others. No! مَا جِئْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ, we haven't come. اللَّهُ إِبْتَعَثَنَا إِلَيْكُمْ, اللَّهُ إِبْتَعَثَنَا إِلَيْكُمْ, Allah has sent us. نَحْنُ مَبْعُثُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ, we have been sent, selected, chosen by Allah. هُوَ جَتَبَاكُمْ, اللَّهُ يَجْتَبِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُرِيدُ. يُنِيبُ, Allah, the same word Allah uses for Anbiya, Allah uses for this ummah. هُوَ جَتَبَاكُمْ, you were selected, chosen by Allah. He says, مَا جِنَا إِلَيْكُمْ, اللَّهُ إِبْتَعَثَنَا إِلَيْكُمْ, Allah has sent us to you for what? لنخرج العباد من عبادة العباد إلى عبادة رب العباد ومن ضيق الدنيا إلى سعتها ومن جور الأديان إلى عدل الإسلام. الله أكبر. فأرسلنا بدينه إلى خلقه لندعوهم إليه. الله أكبر. These words, والله, are worthy of being written in gold. What this Sahabi explains to this ummah, what is your maqsad? He says, we haven't come, Allah sent us to you to take the entire humanity out of the slavery and servitude of the created entities and introduce them to the slavery of Allah. To take them out of the narrowness, statedness, tightness of this dunya, introduce them to the vastness of akhirat. To take them out of the injustice and oppression of every other way of life and introduce them to the justice of Islam. Allah sent us with this deen to His makhluq, لِنَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ, to invite every person to Allah. When Allah speaks of His Habib, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. We have sent you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a giver of glad tidings, as a witness, as a warner. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ, we have sent you as an inviter to Allah. An inviter to Allah, day in, day out, night in, night out. How He would cry. How you would cry. Aisha, our mother, describes the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, writhing on that musalla, tears on the cheeks, from the beard to the ground, crying before Allah, begging Allah, this dard, this pain, this cry, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati, Allah my Ummat, Allah my Ummat, Janaza of a Jew is going in Medina. Janaza of a Jew is going, my Nabi is crying. Sahaba say, Alaysat Yahudiyan, Ya Rasulullah, it is a Jew. They were the enemies in Medina. He says, is he not a Jew? What does my Nabi say? Alaysat nafsun tafallatat minni. Alaysat nafsun tafallatat minni. Is it not another human being? Is it not another ummati of mine that I have lost that is going to Jahannam forever? If I don't cry for him, who is going to cry? If I don't cry for him, who is going to cry? Where is this cry today? Wallah, the cry of the father sees his whole family burning in front of a house and he cannot do anything. How he will cry? A mother sees her child dying in front of her. She can't do anything. How she will cry? Wallah, greater than that was the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For one human being. For one human being, he cried to such an extent that his cry caused the malaika to cry. His cry reached the arsh of Allah. Quran would come down. As if Allah is saying to His Habib, stop crying. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارٍ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرٍ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُهُ فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ. This expression of Quran, فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ. hasrat karte 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 apne aap ko na mita de. There is no language that can translate this. Oh my Nabi, are you going to let your hasrat and your grief over your ummah destroy you? Stop crying, stop crying. Lessen your fikr, and still you would say, Ya Rabbi, ummati, ummati. Allah, my ummat. Allah, my ummat. Allah, my ummat. Where is that cry today? Where is that concern for humanity today? Where is that legacy of rahmat and mercy and compassion for humanity today? Has Allah sent us to worry about one wife and a few children? Has Allah sent us to make one shop, two shops? Has Allah sent us for this? Are we not going to stand in Allah's court? Won't we have to face Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Quran says, Allah will say on that day, وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسُؤُولُونَ مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنَاصَرُونَ. Let them stand, ask them, why did they not have the deen of Allah? Why did they not have the deen of Allah? Wallah, every reciter of kalima, every ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has inherited this legacy of rahmat and mercy, this legacy of compassion for humanity. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, Allah fill his qabr with noor, he said one of the ahadith that gave me an understanding of this word was this expression of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, irhamu, irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama. Irhamu man fil ard, have mercy upon humanity, the one in the heavens will have mercy upon you. Man la yarham la yurham, the one who will not have mercy, Allah will not have mercy. What mercy, my respected brothers, how one human being can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. How one human being can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. Jibreel is asked, that, oh Jibreel, I was a mercy, how did I benefit you? What does Jibreel say? When Jahannam was created, I also feared I would go to Jahannam. I also feared I would go to Jahannam. I also feared I would go to Jahannam. Then Allah revealed the Quran upon you. And in that Quran Allah said, نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ مُطَاعٍ ثَمَّ أَمِينٍ. Allah praised me with five praiseworthy attributes. Quran is azali, I got tasalli, I will be saved from Jahannam. Malaika not told that you will be the coals and the fuel of Jahannam, insan is told. Yet we are in this ghaflat. We are in this ghaflat. Few amals we feel am jannat ke chakedar ban gaye. Bhai, come out of this deception. Wallah, the need, the cry, the call of the hour is for this ummah to come onto qurbani, for this ummah to come onto the maqsad for which Allah has sent it. For that, my respected brothers, first step our elders are saying, 4 months in the path of Allah. If you haven't been India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, now is the time to make niyat. Now is the time to make me a stand up and give our name. If we have been 4 months every year, and the cry of Hafizab, Allah fill his cover with noor. Allah, cause this ummah to come unto what is cried. Yesterday the brother told us, the last phone call Hafizab made to this, to the markaz of this zone was Pedal Jamaat. Pedal Jamaat, walking Jamaat in the path of Allah. Walking Jamaat in the path of Allah. Wallah, the kaleja, the liver of this earth is boiling with the extent of zina, with the extent of Allah's nafarmani that is taking place. The walking Jamaat, those steps on the ground will cool the kaleja, will cool the liver of this earth, will cool the anger of Allah, will bring the rains of mercy upon humanity. So very quickly, my respected brothers, those who haven't been stand up for 4 months in the path of Allah, those who have been 4 months together in the path of Allah, give our names, mashallah. Come and respect them. Who will be the first, inshallah? Stand up, don't wait for others. Stand up, mashallah. Give our names, mashallah.
Your name as well?
Faizan. Faizan Allah, sir. Who else, mashallah? Right? Jalli karo, bhai. Stand up, mashallah. We'll stand, others will get encouraged to stand also.
4 months
after. Mashallah. Who else, mashallah? Think of the name.
4 months soon as possible. Suleiman.
Who else, mashallah? Imman de marda madad de khuda. Put our trust in Allah, Allah will open the way for us. Allah has promised, sigh for my deen, we will open our roads of hidayat for you. Mashallah. Taqabbal Allah. Barakallah. Bhai, koi aur likh lo, bhai. We want 4 months pedal, 4 months pedal, walking Jamaat in the path of Allah.
What's your number? 4 months?